Hello everyone, and you're all very welcome back to the BCS podcast. This third month of the year, we have a new podcast episode for you that's fun-filled with sport, Lent, Valentine's Day, and much more to keep your ears peeled.
This is your host, Ethan Henry.
And I'm joined here with my special guest, Sinead O'Neill.
And welcome back to the BCS podcast.
So, the first topic of our choice today is Bridges Day, which has come and gone.
Ah, you see, spoiler alert, we tried to take this clip earlier and he got the phrase wrong.
I got it right, I corrected myself. But Bridges Day, that's on the 6th of February?
Ethan.
When is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're making me out like I'm bad and you don't know yourself.
It's a time that happens in February where we make crosses and we cut rushes.
Yeah, you know, I also like to play X's and O's on that day. And I always pick crosses.
Hilarious.
I'm sorry. But no, Bridges Day is obviously a very big day around here. Our local national school down the road, Taurine, is obviously St. Bridges National School. So it's a very big day for us, which I should probably know what day it is, seeing as I went to that school.
Yeah, that's not ideal on your behalf.
But to tell us a bit more about this day, who do we have, Sinead?
We have the one, the only, Miss Burns.
Over to you, Miss Burns.
I'm joined by Miss Burns, our school chaplain, and she's going to give us a few words about Lent and Ash Wednesday and the importance of it.
Hi, Sinead. Well, Ash Wednesday is important because it marks the start of Lent. 40 days and 40 nights leading up to Easter, when Christians believe Jesus rose from the dead. It's associated with ashes and fasting. The ashes symbolise death and repentance. In the assembly area today, students and staff were invited to have a cross of ashes placed on their forehead. As they heard the words, "Turn away from sin, repent, turn towards the gospel." During Lent, we all try to change our hearts, to become better people. We promise to either take up something or give up something. BCS made the Ash Wednesday ceremony very special because they entered into it with a sense of calm, respect, and self-reflection.
Thank you, Miss Burns, for that fabulous interview. And coming into Ash Wednesday, of course, we have the infamous Lent. And we wanted to know what the school was doing during this week, didn't we, Ethan?
We did. So we decided to get up and go around and ask any single person around the school if they were taking on anything for Lent or giving anything up. So we now will go over to our reporters in BCS to tell us a bit more.
I'm here at Miss Phelan. Miss, are you giving up or taking up anything for Lent?
Well, I decided that I was going to give up Instagram for Lent because the obsession was becoming a bit too much and I felt like I needed a break.
Thank you. Lovely. I'm here at Miss Coyne. Miss, what are you taking up or giving up for Lent?
Hello. So I am giving up buying takeaway coffees from shops for Lent.
I'm here with Mr. Waters, who is drinking water. I'm here with Mr. Waters. Sir, what are you giving up or taking up for Lent?
So I'm taking on trying to eat more fruit and vegetables and including that in my diet.
I'm here with Harry Coyle. Harry, what are you giving up or taking up for Lent?
I'm giving up sweets for Lent.
I'm here with Matthew Elwood. Matthew, what are you taking up or giving up for Lent?
I'm not giving up anything or taking up anything, no. That's about it.
I'm here with Mr. Foland. Sir, what are you giving up or taking up for Lent?
All things sweet.
Right, I'm here with Jamie Maguire. Jamie, what are you giving up or taking on for Lent? Well, I'm trying to reduce my screen time, like, you know, not being on the phone as much or whatever. And, you know, just in the evenings, taking up more cycling, like, you know, just trying to do something instead of, you know, staring at a screen all day.
And there we had some very, very interesting and quite surprising things that people picked up for Lent.
I would say quite articulate. I'm using my big vocabulary now in this podcast.
You see, in case you didn't know, what Ethan is picking up for Lent is to use the dictionary more. That's a lie.
I want to get my English grades up a bit higher, you know. Oh, yeah. But, Sinead, I must ask, are you doing anything for this Lent?
I am. I've decided that, you see, I find it hard to drop things for Lent. You know, I'm not great at the dropping sweets or the dropping. It's not my forte. So I've decided to pick up something, and that is to pick up stretching. So I'm stretching every day. I want to get my flexibility back. Yeah.
Look at you go.
I know. How about you, Ethan? What are you doing for Lent?
Would you believe it? Now, I'm going to stick to it this year. But the last few years, I've told myself, right, I'm doing the usual. I'm going off all the sweets and stuff. And my record was last year. I lasted 4 days.
Oh!
Until I went out to a restaurant and got a chocolate brownie for dessert. But I'm doing better. I've still survived so far.
Very good. And are you the type of person that doesn't count St. Patrick's Day? Like, would you stop for St. Patrick's Day and then continue?
Oh, no. The whole way. I'm going on. If I'm going for it, I'm going for it. And
like,
you know.
When I was a child and I'd be giving up chocolate around for Lent, I'd usually, like, St. Patrick's Day, you get the day off.
But you know, you're a bit more mature now. You have to think a bit better in your head.
I suppose, God forbid, I stretch on St. Patrick's Day. I'm not even giving up. I'll do it. Just for you.
I think if you did that, that would be a bit of a stretch.
Yeah. Ah! Hilarious. You're so funny, Ethan. You crack me up all the time.
I'm some yoke.
Anyways, getting away from the dad jokes.
Yeah.
Which is really needed.
Another thing I have to give up for Lent.
Oh, definitely. Next, we are moving on to another little holiday. A more romantic holiday.
Christmas. Oh.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
Valentine's Day. Yay!
So Sinead, did you have any lucky man for this Valentine's Day?
I'd rather keep my cards close to my chest, Ethan. I'd rather. You know I may have got a rose or two.
Oh, wow. Mm. Yeah, I saw the TYs coming around with the little packages and I had hopeful puppy eyes looking up to them, but then I was let down.
It's a hard knock life, Ethan.
I know, all my lovers are outside the school, I'm afraid.
Oh. Yes, so talking about the sweets, the TYs organised a sweet bag, I suppose you would call it, a sweet bag for Valentine's Day, where you would pay €2, they would do up a sweet bag to send to your sweetheart, and they would deliver it to the classes on Valentine's Day, which is a lovely idea. It is a very nice idea.
Don't forget the note.
Oh, yes, and you could write a secret little note to your admirer. You could go anonymous. It was all a little bit...
juicy. Fruity. Fruity. It was a bit fruity.
It was a bit fruity,
I think.
The word I was looking for was, you know, it's a little bit sneaky, it's a little bit mischievous, a little bit cheeky, you know, it's something different for the Valentine's Day, and it gets people excited, you know? And then they want to spend the money, they want to give to someone, and all the money...
Monacy, go on, go on, try again.
The money,
okay.
In fact, went to charity, which was
a great cause.
Really nice. Yeah. Do you know what it was for?
So you know, you get to send love to a charity and to your...
Yeah, do you know what the charity was?
No.
In fact, neither do I.
So I think we're gonna move on from that topic.
Yes, I think we've spoken enough about the sneaky love lives in our school.
We're gonna go on to the RSA workshop first. This was only... when was it, last week?
Last week, yes, last Thursday.
And Friday for the 6 years. The 6 years got to do it as well. Yeah, and this was a workshop. We thought it was only going to be TYs, but it ended up being the whole senior years in school. And they brought in this truck, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, it was really interesting. It was a big kind of... it was a truck, I suppose, you're right, that pulled into a whole building. And you could do it out. And it was like walking into a spaceship. When I was walking into it, I literally turned to Grania and I said... I feel like I'm walking into a spaceship. It was really interesting, though. Yeah. It was very good. And they came in and they gave us first a big talk about road safety, the amount of crashes on the road. They had lots of statistics.
Statistics.
That's the word. They had lots of those, which kind of, you know, it really brought you down into reality and... oh, like, you know, the lot of danger on the roads.
It was cool with the VR they had as well. Like, you could put on the VR headset for anyone that doesn't know that's virtual reality. And you could put it on and it would make it seem like you're actually there in person. They had a little, I don't know, you'd call it like a little movie, I guess, of this guy that was under the influence of drink and he went out driving and he had a crash. And you were there as if you were actually him in his viewpoint. And I just thought, you know, it was a really good message to be sending across and let us know a bit more about... what does go on our roads from day to day.
It was very good. There was lots of different things. Like there was a brake test your braking. There was a speed test. It was very good, very interesting. And especially for these years, like the senior years, which will be getting their theory test and their driver's license. It was very handy for them coming into the future.
Well, it was. I really think it was great for driving home a good message.
He's really whipping them all out today.
They just come to me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Sinead, now this next topic, I think you're going to have to take it away from here because I'm not qualified to talk about this
not
business.
Not qualified, in fact, in the Junkashore. So, I have spent my whole second semester of TY doing Junkashore. And it's been a roller coaster, to say the least. The three groups, which was my group, Red Hot Raven, and the other group was Genderless Junk, and the last group was Changing Seasons. And we all lived upstairs in the gym for 3 months.
Quite literally. They brought up sleeping bags and they had a mini fridge up there.
Oh no, we lived there.
Yeah, quite literally.
I eat, sleep and breathe Junkashore. It was a process.
I don't think that's quite healthy.
It wasn't healthy. It wasn't healthy. I sleep and in my dreams it would be plastic bottles.
For anyone that doesn't know, she doesn't have a thing for plastic bottles. She means her dress was made out of plastic bottles.
My dress was made out of plastic bottles. I'd come home. There's still paint on my skirt. There's paint on my skirt. There's paint on my shoes. There's glue in my hair. I can't escape it. Okay, but it
you just
was,
have to stick with it.
Can you not? Like anyway, it was worth the process in the end. Well, in my opinion, I thought our group did very well.
Mm-hmm.
And the applications have gone in, so there's no word yet, but when we do find out any word on it, you'll be sure to hear on the next upcoming podcast.
I feel like you could be Red Hot Favourites.
Ah!
Oh, I'm getting better.
You know, I enjoyed that one. I must say I did enjoy that one.
And now, Miss O'Neill, you may tell us about our next topic.
Yes, so next topic we're moving on to is my favourite sport. So starting with Gaelic football for the senior boys, this was their last game of the group stage against Boyle. And if they won this game, they qualify for the Connacht quarterfinal.
Oh!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Look at them go.
This game was in the COE last Friday, the 20th of January.
Yeah, that's definitely last Friday. God, wow, near over a month ago.
You know,
you're on the wrong month there, I think.
It's okay. You see, this podcast is recorded in advance. Okay. and their opponent, like I said, was Boyle. Scoreline.
Wait for it.
Ballyhonus win 1-6 to 1-5.
What a win. Round of applause, everyone there. Round of applause for our senior boys. Well done.
It's a 1-point win.
That is but that's a serious win for them as
brilliant,
well.
Brilliant, because Boyle are strong. Like
they were boiling hot favourites to win this one.
Okay, seriously, that's enough. Yeah, brilliant win by the boys. Like the boys haven't really performed in a long, long time, and it's really nice to see that they're stepping up the ranks. Connacht quarterfinal on the way.
Mitchell's men finally marching on to victory. We love to see it.
Until Connacht quarterfinal, the venue in the COE.
Once again.
Date, in fact, was last Wednesday.
No, that's still January.
Oh, that's still January. This was January.
Still a whole month.
I am terrible, right? Okay.
It's still a whole month.
This was ages ago. I've got this wrong. Apologies.
Wednesday, the 25th of January.
January, not February.
You can pronounce the school. I'll let you have a go at that.
Kalashta Nakovra.
Wow. That's who they were playing. Now, the scoreline, it was a brilliant game. The lads fought hard. They made a comeback near the end, but
it was Kalashta Nakovra who was 1-9 and Ballyhonus that was 11 points.
Ballyhonus, after getting a 1-point victory to send them into Connacht, they had a 1-point loss to take them out of Connacht. And I know it was a hard one to take on the chin, but listen, they did so well to reach Connacht, and we can all say we're very proud of the lads for getting that far.
We are very proud of the lads.
So well done to you lads. But now we're going to move on to, again, another topic that I am very qualified in. Miss O'Neill, I'm sure you can take the floor on this one.
My under 14 girls. Now, these girls, I happen to be the TY helper for this team, along with Leisha Greedy. And these girls are just brilliant. They are phenomenal, by far. We have been talking to lots of the teachers in the school, and they say it's one of the strongest teams, ladies' teams, they've seen in years, which is brilliant to hear that the ladies' football is really coming up in school. But they had their first game in Roscommon, 27th of January, which now I realise was last month.
Last month.
And their opponent was Roscommon Mersey. And Ballyhonus won by 2 points, 3-6 to 3-4, which was fantastic. I can't remember the last time we bet Roscommon Mersey.
That's actually a very good win, and I'm sure they were pleading for mercy after losing. Sorry, I'm getting sick of my jokes as well.
Yes, that's enough from you, honestly. With the captain, Caitlin McLaughlin, and star players, Lucy Flanagan and Emily Duffy. And they started off brilliant. Roscommon only had a point, I think, at half-time, 2 points. However, Roscommon came back in the second half with a motive, and at least they held on to their win. They got them 2-point win, and they held on. And their next game was at home in the COE against Glenamaddy, which was another brilliant BCS win, which is great to see in the underage ladies football, with the captain, Emmy Maguire, and star players, including Emma Maguire, with Emily Duffy again and Aoife Burke. So that's a great performance from the girls and a really talented team to look forward to in the future.
Well, you know, I can't say I've exactly seen them play or anything, but from the results, they clearly must be a strong squad with some depth. And once they move into the senior year, you know, you'll have a couple of years coming together and they'll be even stronger. And it's a bright future for us here in Ballyhonus, I think.
Definitely. Great to see from ladies football.
Now, we're nearly done with our football. Our last football topic we have to talk about here is the junior boys football. This game was, in fact, played on the 27th of February.
Which was this
month. It was yesterday.
That was yesterday. See, I knew it would come at some point.
Their opponent for this game was Dunmore. It was played in the Dome in the COE, the beautiful facility as is. Facility it is. And Ballyhonus once again came out on top. What is going on with us lately? Constant victories here.
Look at us right go. Wow. Center.
It's brilliant to see. I mean, the sport really must be coming on in the school.
It really is. I think, you know, with all the new teachers coming into the school, they really want to put in a work. Mr. Follin with the under 14 girls, I know, really wants to put in the effort. Miss Ronayne, obviously a great teacher to come into the school with herself being a Mayo Ladies.
A county baller.
Brilliant to see for these new teachers coming in, really wanting to put in the effort, and it's showing
it is
in the results with the school.
And it's just hats off. Sorry if we forgot to mention any coaches there. We don't exactly have the list in front of us, but hats off to every single one of you for taking on teams, taking it out of your time, and
it's
going on to train them. Fair play to you.
Yeah.
And now we're completely done with football, and we're moving to basketball. And the second year girls, Sinead, tell us how this game went.
So, second year girls came up with the scoreline 17-16, Ballyhonus win.
Oh my, what is happening? What is going on today?
Gosh, I know. It's just something else. This was Miss Ronayne's team. Like I was saying, Miss Ronayne's
another
really,
great coach, getting really another great
getting
win for the school.
With the team this year is brilliant to see. And to talk about this, we have an interview from Shannon Moylan.
I'm here with Shannon Moylan, who is the girls' basketball TY helper, and she's here to just give us a few words on how the basketball team is getting on.
Both first and second year are doing really well, and they have been over the past few weeks. Personally, I'm over the first years and they are doing absolutely amazing. They've won all their matches. First of all, they were playing Charlestown away, which went extremely well, especially for the first match. And they hadn't had much training before that either, so they just did really well for the first match, as well as the second years as well. And then the next match was home against Claremorris, and both teams as well did really well in that. And then the most previous game was against Belmullet away. We had a while to travel to that game. And unfortunately, the second year girls didn't quite get it, but they put up a hard defence against Belmullet. And yeah, but the first year girls did do really well in that game. And yeah, they continue to plough ahead.
So now the last topic we've talked about here on our podcast is the second year boys basketball. I'm not quite aware of the scoreline, but I am aware once again, BCS came out on top here in Ballyhonus, beating their opponent. And I just want to give a quick mention to them and Mr. Ginty, again another person who's been coaching here for the basketball for ages, and another great win picked up by us here in BCS. And so that does it here for episode 6 of our BCS podcast.
Just want to thank everyone who helped us with interviews and different recordings and helping us out with information throughout the last few weeks. Please make sure to follow the podcast and give us likes and share it across to all the people you know.
Slán agus beannacht.